Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
Amid all the gloomy global warming scenarios of rising seas and fierce storms, one company offers a way out. Not far from the United Nations building in New York, the company showed off a product advertised as the individual's way to guard against the ravages of climate change. It's called Survivaball.
Each Survivaball contains all the tools you need to enjoy a safe and happy stay on our changing planet.
We caught up with one of the developers of Survivaball, Mike Bonanno, for more on his intriguing product.
With climate change coming and bringing all kinds of disasters, there's got to be a way to save all these CEOs who are creating the problem. And Survivaball is the answer. It's a gated community for one, a survival suit 6 feet in diameter that can contain a single individual and sustain them, even when everybody else is dead.
Now, you've actually had a demonstration of the Survivaball. You've tried floating them out into the East River in New York?
Absolutely. All week we've been using Survivaballs in New York in the lead-up to the big climate negotiations at the UN. We had 21 of them that were planning to enter the East River and float up to the UN and basically sit in on the negotiations. But unfortunately, the police came right away and turned us back. And Andy was arrested.
Andy's your partner, and we should probably reveal at this point you're actually part of the prankster duo known as the Yes Men.
Yes. I guess I let the cat out of the bag, didn't I?
What's the point of doing Survivaball?
Well, you know, we want to highlight what is the primary problem that the civilization faces at the moment, which is climate change. And sometimes doing it with a little bit of humor goes to places that the serious and dire messages don't. And so, you know, it's funny, it attracts attention. And when people are in these Survivaball costumes, it's really hard for the police to figure out what to do about it because there's no place to really grab onto them. They don't really know where the person is inside the costume. So it's a great and strange and funny costume to get in for acts of civil disobedience.
Have you had anyone take you up on this and say, I like this idea, where can I get one?
Oh, yes. In fact, the first time we made them, it was because we were representing Halliburton at a catastrophic loss conference. And the audience of insurance industry reps actually applauded, and several of them were interested in it.
So you've had that, and you'd think that'd be enough, but for this week in New York when the world's attention was focused on climate change, you decided to print a newspaper that would be focused on the news about climate change.
That's right. We worked with a bunch of other activist organizations, and we put together a fake New York Post. And the headline there is, "We're Screwed. What You're Not Being Told. Official city report predicts massive climate catastrophes, public health disasters." And everything in this fake post is absolutely true. What we see is that papers like the Post don't give adequate coverage to climate change, and since they weren't doing it, we took matters into our own hands.
Is it hard to find the funny in climate change?
Well, you know, it is incredibly depressing because it's incredibly scary. But, you know, it is easy to see the funny in a black humor sort of way because our approach to it is so absurd. You know, like having technical solutions to climate change when we actually know exactly what we need to do, and that is reduce emissions.
Mike Bonanno is one half of the Yes Men. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Coming up, a new take on the green revolution for rice farmers in South Asia. Keep listening to Living on Earth.